Chapter 1. Doctrine and its role. The central idea of an army is known as its doctrine, which to be sound must be based on the principles of war, and which to be effective must be elastic enough to admit of mutation in accordance with change in circumstances. In its ultimate relationship to the human understanding, this central idea or doctrine is nothing else than common sense, that is, action adapted to circumstances. J.F.C. Fuller, The Foundations of the Science of War. Professional knowledge and doctrine. Every profession develops a unique body of knowledge. For the United States U.S. Army, this body of professional knowledge is doctrine. The purpose of Army doctrine is to provide the operating force with the best possible body of knowledge about how to win in land combat and prevail in other types of operations. Army doctrine is about the conduct of operations and the guidelines for training for those operations. It is written for the operating force. The operating force consists of those units organized, trained, and equipped to deploy and fight. Doctrine is developed and taught in the institutional force. The institutional force consists of Army organizations whose primary mission is to generate, prepare, and sustain the operating forces of the Army. Doctrine guides how soldiers perform tasks related to the Army's primary assigned role: prompt and sustained combat incident to operations on land, Title 10 U.S. Code, in a distinctly American context. Doctrine establishes the language of the profession. Just as physicians must remain proficient and current regarding the body of medical knowledge, Army professionals must remain proficient and current in doctrine. The lives of the men and women who make up the Army, not to mention the security of the state, rely on all soldiers being proficient in the Army's body of professional knowledge, doctrine. Doctrine fits into a larger body of Army knowledge. Every organization develops specific ways to do things, policies about the conduct of its tasks. Large, complex organizations, such as the Army, often require more than one body of knowledge to address the variety of tasks they perform. Some policies are prescriptive and include penalties for failure to follow a procedure, while others are descriptive ways to do things. Some organizations call these operating procedures, rule books, guidelines, etc. For the Army, this larger body of knowledge includes, but is not limited to, the following: Army regulations and pamphlets, which address the administration of the Army; doctrine, which addresses the conduct of operations; training publications, which address specific training tasks and procedures; technical manuals, which address specific equipment-related topics. For access to this body of knowledge, go to the Army Publishing Directorate website, www.apd.army.mil, and click on the Publications link. The Army approaches solutions to problems through changes to broad, general categories of doctrine, organization, training, materiel, leadership and education, personnel, and facilities. .milpf. Doctrine is usually the first approach taken, as it is often the easiest and quickest to change and can dramatically impact the conduct of operations. In some cases, the impact of changes in the other .milpf categories cannot be fully realized without a significant change in doctrine. Doctrine can also serve as the basis for changes in the other categories. Meaning and sources of doctrine. The word doctrine, from Latin doctrina, means a body of teachings, instructions, or taught principles or positions in a branch of knowledge, belief system, or organization. The term doctrine has been around for hundreds of years. It has been used to refer to religious scripture and supporting documents, as well as any set of guidelines used in various professions. Many casual characterizations of doctrine exist: the opinion of the senior officer present, or what 51% of the force does. However, the joint definition of doctrine is clear: fundamental principles by which the military forces or elements thereof guide their actions in support of national objectives. It is authoritative, but requires judgment in application. DoD Dictionary. This is further expanded by the definition of joint doctrine: fundamental principles that guide the employment of United States military forces in coordinated action toward a common objective, and may include terms, tactics, techniques, and procedures. CJCSI 5120.02 Charlie. The Army combines these two definitions to define Army doctrine as fundamental principles with supporting tactics, techniques, procedures, and terms and symbols used for the conduct of operations and which the operating force and elements of the institutional force that directly support operations guide their actions in support of national objectives. It is authoritative, but requires judgment in application. Army doctrine is the approved by the Secretary of the Army through the administrative assistant to the Secretary of the Army body of knowledge that is taught and used for the conduct of operations. Doctrine is not established arbitrarily, nor is it static. It is based on decades and often centuries of experience in operations. It is grounded in our nation's laws, Department of Defense directives, and our culture. It accounts for the history of war and warfare and human capabilities and limitations. Local procedures, best practices, and lessons learned from operations and training represent ways to do things developed in the field during training and operations. When these gain widespread acceptance because of their applicability over time in varying circumstances, the Army incorporates the best of these ideas into doctrine. This organizational learning allows doctrine to provide a time-tested, yet evolving, coherent body of knowledge that remains relevant and easily understood. This knowledge provides the force with a philosophical framework for thinking about and conducting operations, as well as specific tactics, techniques, and procedures. While grounded in enduring principles, doctrine is also flexible, adaptable, and changing. Another source of doctrine is concepts. Concepts are ideas for a significant change based on proposed new approaches to the conduct of operations that the force might use in the future. Concepts are part of the Army's institutional processes for incorporating change into operations. When validated, concepts may become doctrine. Soldiers use doctrine in two contexts: for study and reflection, and for the conduct of operations. Thus, doctrine is both theoretical and practical. Doctrine is not a catalog of answers to specific problems. Rather, it is a collection of fundamentals, tactics, techniques, and procedures for thinking about military problems and what actions best solve them. Doctrine is not what to think or how to solve specific problems. It is how to think about problems. The role of doctrine. Doctrine serves as a starting point for thinking about and conducting operations. When soldiers allow it to fulfill this role, doctrine makes six basic contributions to the conduct of operations and the development of military professionals. Each is vitally and equally important. Doctrine provides a coherent theory of war and warfare, enhances operational effectiveness, provides a common frame of reference and cultural perspective, provides a common professional language, discusses Army contributions to unified action, states and fosters desirable traits in soldiers. War and warfare. First, doctrine provides a coherent theory of war and warfare. See Chapter 3. War is socially sanctioned violence to achieve a political purpose. Warfare is the mechanism, method, or modality of armed conflict against an enemy. See JP 1. Warfare is how combatants wage war. Warfare is affected by changes in international law, technology, organizational structures, operational concepts, public opinion, national policy, and a host of other factors. Warfare may have similarities over time, but it will also have great variations. Doctrine has to account for the constants and then adapt warfare to the prevailing conditions in an operational environment. All armies have an understanding of war that underlies their theory of warfare. These theories directly impact the doctrine that armies develop. Armies that understand war as mechanistic and predictable tend to develop doctrine that attempts to control events to a much greater degree than armies that understand war as a chaotic event beyond precise control. If an army's theory of warfare includes responsibilities to a civilian population in the area of operations, then those responsibilities affect how it fights. The theory of warfare that underlies an army's doctrine profoundly impacts almost all facets of how that army conducts operations. Soldiers must understand that theory to make sense of the rest of doctrine. Doctrine is based on an accurate understanding of the nature of war. This theory and understanding enables leaders to cope with the stress and uncertainty brought about by the fog and friction of operations. Doctrine provides soldiers with sound practices to account for that friction and assists them in making decisions. By providing time-tested approaches to the conduct of operations, doctrine expands commanders' and staff's experiences beyond what they have personally experienced to what others have encountered and found to be useful for coping with complexity. Sound doctrine helps them sort the important from the inconsequential and the routine from the exceptional. Second, doctrine enhances the operational effectiveness of army forces by capturing enduring principles, tactics, techniques, and procedures validated from historical analysis with new best practices and lessons learned from recent operations and training. The resulting doctrine captures what has proven useful in the past and provides a set of tools that leaders think will still be valid during current and near future projected operations. Much of doctrine has stood the test of time and results from extensive operational experience by not only army forces, but also other services and multinational partners. While doctrine must be applied with judgment, and doctrine cannot account for every circumstance, it is always a good place to start. Creatively applying different combinations of these doctrinal tools, adapted to the specific circumstances, is the true art of tactics and foundation of operational success. For soldiers unfamiliar with doctrine, every operation is experiential learning at the basic level. With a vast array of experiences available through doctrine, soldiers take advantage of past lessons and avoid past mistakes. Third, doctrine provides the force with a common frame of reference and a common cultural perspective for solving military problems. By providing a set of principles, tactics, techniques, procedures, and terms and symbols, doctrine enables flexibility, supports rapid action and reaction to emerging opportunities and threats, and facilitates swift adaptation during changing circumstances. While doctrine should be broad enough and in enough depth to cover various situations, it should also provide the flexibility to deal with unforeseen and evolving situations. Commanders and staffs focus their creative efforts on solving the unique problems of assigned missions without having to publish detailed procedures for completing common tasks for every mission. For example, if soldiers understand that a change in the main effort means that all priorities, such as fire support, sustainment support, and so on, also change, then a commander does not have to specify every detail. The commander can assume that subordinates will take action based on a common approach to operations. A common approach enables units to self-synchronize both within the unit and between units. Perhaps the most important example of this common cultural perspective is the philosophy of mission command. If soldiers understand and practice the philosophy of mission command, then commanders can expect subordinates to exercise initiative, and subordinates can expect mission orders, not detailed instructions. As a result, commanders count on more rapid decision-making and more flexible adaptation to circumstances than if doctrine required approval for every change in orders. Fourth, doctrine provides a common language that allows units to pass a great deal of information quickly and succinctly. If each soldier understands the specified tasks associated with a zone reconnaissance, then a commander can assign this as a task and not have to specify everything that it entails. If each soldier knows what to coordinate at a passage of lines, then the order does not have to specify every detail when sending a soldier to coordinate a passage. If every soldier understands that assignment of an area of operations, AO, grants certain flexibility within that AO to a command, and assigns certain responsibilities to the commander for actions in that AO, then assigning boundaries does not require details of what can or cannot be done within the AO. This common language should result in clearer, shorter orders, greater precision, flexibility, and speed of operations. Fifth, doctrine discusses Army contributions to unified action. Doctrine provides a systematic body of thought describing how Army forces intend to operate as a member of the joint, multinational, or interagency force. This in turn provides a common body of knowledge for education, training, and coordination with unified action partners. Sixth, doctrine states and fosters desirable character traits in soldiers. It should demand initiative, creativity, adaptability, and ethical action. While doctrine does not address the workings of the institutional force, which are governed by Army regulations and other policy, except for those organizations directly supporting the conduct of operations, doctrine does play a role in several institutional Army activities. For example, doctrine provides much of the foundation for professional military education, a tool for assessing organizational designs, and a benchmark against which to evaluate concepts. The desirable traits that doctrine fosters also apply to the institutional force, both soldiers and civilians, as does the Army ethic, as laid out in doctrine.